Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 169. Hello, my friend. Welcome to another episode of New Mindset Who Dis. I hope you're doing amazing. And I've got something super practical to talk about in this episode. I think more practical than usual, I think. And I really do pride myself on, you know, always approaching this podcast with, you know, a simple and practical mindset so that you can take everything I talk about and make it applicable in your life. But the other day I was like, you know, I want to talk about something that I personally do every day that's less of a mindset and more of a practice. Something, again, that I do every single day. It's an action. It's a practice. Because as I say a lot on the show, the whole point of adopting a new mindset or, you know, enhancing an existing one is to have it push you to do more, to take more action in life. I think mindsets without actions, you know, they're just mindsets. And that's just like talking in circles or thinking in circles. It's powerful for sure. Life-changing, possibly. But I think the real magic happens when you get out there and you walk the walk, when you do things with these mindsets that I talk so much about on the show. So I've got a really practical one to talk about today, and I think you'll find it really valuable. And I think you'll be like, wow, you know, why didn't I think of this? It's so simple. It's so easy. So very excited to talk about this. I'll hop right into it. Before I do, here's two quick reminders. One, you've definitely heard before, and I love you. And two, I haven't mentioned it in a while. So the first one is that as you're listening right now to this episode, the New Mindset Journal is either live or it's 24 hours away from being live. Basically, picture everything I do on this podcast, relatable, approachable, practical advice on mindfulness and self-development, and picture that boiled down into 60 days worth of journaling content. That's the New Mindset Journal, and I'd so love for you to pick up a copy. I'm releasing it on Indiegogo. I've got some sweet perks set up, some big discounts lined up for you. So check it out, newmindsethoodis.com, and you can grab your copy there. Again, thank you sincerely. Thank you for supporting me. It means so much. And the second thing, this is something I haven't mentioned to you in a bit, but Pursuit, P-R-S-U-I-T, Pursuit. That's the newsletter that started it all, that I started 4 years ago. Currently, I send it out on Mondays and Fridays. People love it. It has a humbling 218,000 subscribers. But I've been thinking lately that I can do better. I can do better. So I spent a bunch of time over the past couple of weeks making it better. Better content, better design, just better everything. So I wanted to let you know that I'm putting some serious thought and effort into it. It's no longer just me whipping it up the night before, hitting send. It means a lot to me to be able to write to so many people. So expect more, expect better from me. And if you're not subscribed yet, you can go to pursuit.com, P-R-S-U-I-T.com, and then be on the lookout for that email in your inbox Mondays and Fridays. Boom, that's it. Enough self-promotion. I appreciate you hanging with me there. But let's get into what I want to talk about in this episode. And this isn't particularly complicated. It's honestly really simple. But the thing that I'm going to talk about today is something that I find myself doing very, very, very often. And I find it to be so helpful in those instances. And this is a helpful practice, simply put, for leaving behind the stress in your life, the overthinking in your life, whatever is bothering you, like literally, and not just a mindset that says, oh, you know, you're bigger than stress, you're bigger than whatever is bothering you, that, oh, it serves a purpose. You know, I believe those things for sure. But to truly believe that you are bigger and more powerful and more centered than the things that are bothering you and stressing you out, you need to find a way to put distance between them and you for just for a little bit. And in this case, with the practice I do, it's literally what you're doing. My practice. So my practice that I want to talk about here is a way to leave stress behind. And here's what I do in the most simplest terms. It's anytime I'm somewhere, say my apartment, or I'm at work at the office, and my mind is being consumed by something, right? It could be something stressful or worrisome, something that, you know, weighs really heavy on my heart, or something like an insecurity, or just dwelling on something that didn't go well, or just, you know, general anxiety, whatever. I'm in that space, in my apartment, at the office, on my couch, in a conference room, wherever. What I do is I quite literally leave that bullshit there. Quite literally. And follow me here, because not to sound like a broken record, but again, I'm a very simple guy. I like house music, working out, and Chipotle. I don't have an ability that you don't. I'm not enlightened. I don't have some super heightened mind-body connection or anything like that. In fact, it's probably the opposite. Like I trip on my own feet all the time. The point being here is anyone can do this. This isn't special. This isn't some like advanced visualization technique. So what I do with this practice is I hold that thing in my mind that's bothering me, and I hold it there. Whatever it's weighing on me, whatever it's making me feel negative, whatever negative emotion. And I look at the room that I'm in and I pick a spot. I look at it. Like I'll pick a physical spot in the conference room in the corner, or a spot next to my couch in my apartment. And I'll say, this is bullshit. I'm leaving this here. I'm leaving this here, right here, in this spot, right in this spot. And I'll look at it. And in my mind, again, super simple, the cat in the hat, simple practice here. In my mind, I picture myself placing that stress in that spot and leaving it right there in that spot. I literally picturing it, like literally using every ounce of creativity I have. I picture leaving that stress, that weight, that burden right there in that spot, in that room. And then I leave that room. And as I walk out, I picture myself getting further and further from that spot, from that thing that I put there, knowing that I put it there and it's staying there. It's not following me. And I hold that thought in my mind for a minute or two as I walk further and further from that place. And I picture it just laying there, just sitting there looking stupid, just sitting there. And I picture myself putting distance between where I am then and that spot that I just left. And then as I continue moving away, I bring myself to my current location, wherever I am, whatever I am, if I'm in a car, if I'm walking, wherever. And I say, I left that bullshit behind. I don't have it with me anymore. And that's what I do. This is the practice I'm describing here. That's my process. And I want you to hang here with me for a minute, and I want you to suspend disbelief about this idea, because this really, really works. And I'll give you my perspective on why. It really works. There's something about this practice that opens your eyes to more freeing, warmer, more positive things. And when that happens, you basically distance yourself from the weight of that stress that has been holding on to you. Seriously, like, the reason that I did this episode was I was really vividly reminded of the effect of this practice the other day. Like, I don't really remember exactly what was bothering me, but I remember doing this practice. I said, this is bullshit. And I left the whatever was bothering me where I was. I think I was in the office, and I was leaving to walk to my apartment here in Chicago. It's a trip. I walk all the time. It's like a 7-minute walk. And I remember walking, and I was walking down the street back to my apartment. And I remember, and I'm not exaggerating here, I remember standing at a crosswalk, probably crossing Michigan Ave or something like that, waiting to cross. And literally a beam of sunlight was hitting my face. And trust me, that's a rare thing in January. And I just kind of closed my eyes and looked up at it and was like, this is nice. This feels nice. And I remember that. And I remember to my left, there was someone like playing a guitar and singing as well. And this must have been on Michigan Avenue, singing. And I was like, this is nice. This feels warm. I'm enjoying this music. And I remember from that moment, as I continued walking home, just like observing people and faces and just being like, that person looks nice. That person looks friendly. I wonder what that person's story is. And then just continuing to walk and look around Chicago. And I was just like, wow, this is an amazing city. I'm grateful to live here. I'm grateful to be able to walk around and just soak this all up. Like, that was literally my thought process as I was walking. And I remember that specifically. That's why I can recall this specifically, because as I neared my apartment, I was like, wow, wait a minute. Like, that is such a contrast to how I was only 7 minutes before when that thing was holding such a grasp on me. That bullshit's gone now. It's still sitting there. It's still sitting where I left it. And I really think that is the power of a practice like this. Like, it's such a contrast. And it might only be temporary. Like, of course, realistically, I get that doing this kind of visualization isn't permanent, but it does something magical that goes beyond distracting you from that stress just for a little bit. This practice opens your eyes to the beauty of your life. It does. And this isn't a cheesy thing. Like, I say this seriously, it really opens your eyes. Because if I hadn't done that visualization exercise and I had just walked out of the office like I normally do to walk back to my apartment and, you know, I hadn't done that visualization, things would have been very different. You know, the sun on my face, I would have been like, what the fuck? I can't see. Like, this is annoying. What in the world? That person singing and playing the guitar, in my head, I would have been like, dude, come on, man, keep it down. I'm trying to listen to my music. I always have my AirPods in. Like, what the heck? You know, those people and faces that I was, you know, for a moment, they're just, you know, very pleased and curious about. I would have been like, get out of my way. You know, why are you walking in the middle of the sidewalk? Like, move. Yeah, I certainly wouldn't have taken the time to appreciate Chicago, appreciate just being alive. Like, that is what would have happened. That's what happens when you don't, when you allow that stress, that weight to continue on with you. So I really mean it though. When I say this practice opens your eyes, it really does. It opens your eyes. It reminds you that without a doubt, there is good in life. And that's something I think we forget so easily when we allow the stress in our lives to remain in our minds, on our hearts for so long. And doing this practice, super simple practice, even if it's only for a couple of minutes or an hour, it reminds you that bad, stressful things are a part of life. And if you focus on those things so much, you're going to see them everywhere. You're going to see bad. You're going to see it in yourself, in others, in the world around you. But you can push yourself to remember that there is good in the world, in your world, in the world and the people around you. And you can push yourself to remember that and then to see that and have that manifest in your life. You can push yourself to fall in love with the world around you, if only for a couple of minutes again, all of it, like the sights, the sounds, everything. You can do this if you discover a way to unburden yourself of that stress for a bit, to open your eyes for a bit, to look for the positives in your world for a bit. And I think this practice, this visualization practice of leaving that bullshit behind, literally picturing yourself leaving it behind and walking away from it, it provides you with this opportunity. It provides you with this opportunity to open your eyes and let the world shine its light on you, both real light and, you know, metaphorical light. And while it might not last incredibly long, because of course, life is life and you can't just go cold turkey on your problems, the more you do it, the more I think you can train yourself to do this consistently to the point where stress is something that happens, no doubt about it. But you can acknowledge it and then you can put it where it needs to go and walk away. Somewhere that doesn't blind you from the fact that being alive is a gift. Being able to walk, experience, see, smell, everything, that is a gift. And that is a mindset. That's a powerful mindset. And that's how I think mindsets and practices come together. Mindsets and action come together. And I wanted to share this one with you in particular because I find it to be really effective in my life. Because it reminds you, and I've heard this said before, it reminds you that if you only look at the darkness, you'll never see the stars. If you only look at the darkness, you'll never see the stars. You'll never see the stars. And I don't know about you, but I want to see the stars. And I think we all do, of course. We want to see great things. We want to feel warm and fuzzy. We want to smile. But so often we forget because we allow ourselves to be so overwhelmed by the stress in our lives, the problems in our lives, the anxiousness in our lives. And we carry those feelings with us everywhere we go. We obsess over them. We overthink and overthink and overthink. But this simple practice allows you to distance yourself from those problems. It allows you to distance yourself from those problems in a healthy way, and if only for a short period of time. But during that time, you can open your eyes again and see the positives and see the stars. And that's all that matters. Because the more you open your eyes in this manner, the more you're reminded of the magic of life. And if you do that enough, I think it'll become impossible for you to forget. So that's all I've got for you. I wanted to keep this super short, and I wanted to share this simple practice with you, this simple mindset with you. And I'd love for you to give it a shot, that the next time you feel yourself down, the next time you feel yourself obsessing over, you know, whatever it is that's on your mind, try this practice. In the space you're in the room you're in, pick a spot. Literally, look at it with your eyes and picture yourself leaving that thing, that stress, that emotion, that bullshit in that spot. And then walk away from it. Walk away and keep thinking of that spot as you walk away. And in your mind, be aware of how far away you're getting from that spot as you continue walking or driving or wherever you're heading. And let that distance just be really vivid in your mind. And allow that distance to calm you and warm you and open your eyes to the positives of your life. And that's it. Try it. Let me know what you think. I think it's very simple. I think it's very powerful. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Very short. If you did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. I'd love if you could spare a minute to leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Let me know what you think at case.kenny on Instagram or text me. My number is in the description. And of course, a heartfelt thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening. It really does mean a lot. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.